Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. We spend $1.2 million shipping solid waste to Washington State. Would you support redirecting some of this money to repurpose a percentage of our waste? And Aaron, you must be the start.
Can you repeat the last little bit there?
Would you support redirecting some of this money to repurpose the, a percentage of our waste?
This is a tough question. I think that if they're going to, you know, save a percentage of the money to reuse the waste, then it's, I think it's better off if we just continue to send it to Seattle, personally, because that way it's not taking up space in our backyard and making it, you know, pollution. This is a tough one. I like I said, I think it should just stay going to Seattle the way it is.
This one's very tough for me. I work for Sturgis Sanitation, so I deal with garbage every day and recycling. And honestly, I have a whole bunch of different opinions about this issue, and I don't feel like I should answer this question right now. Sorry.
Okay. So the recycling center is one of the few, I'll call them departments in the city, that's actually making money for the city. I think they made something over $100,000 in that last year. So I see any opportunity for us to reduce, turn that, what used to be waste, into a recyclable that makes us money as a great opportunity. And I think, I know, having worked on the climate action plan, that we have a whole lot of fish waste and a whole lot of wood waste. And I know that, you know, being part of the compost group, we could turn that into a product that we could sell. So we could save money by not shipping it out and turn it into something that we might be able to ship out to make money. So I would like to see us try to do that. I don't know how well it will work on a large scale, but certainly on a home scale, I love my compost.
There's a percentage of our solid waste that I believe will always have to be shipped out. I think that our recycle program is wonderful, and I think it's in its infancy. And it's a large public education piece for people to realize the importance of separating their garbage and taking the time to be personally responsible for that. And that would decrease the amount of money we spend to ship out. As Michelle said, you know, our glass recycling is great. We've turned a piece of waste that we pay to ship out into something that has been beneficial for us in the municipal level as well as in the private sector. I think there's also room for a composting component to that with food waste. I think there's a long ways to go. It's a large public education piece, and once again, it's going to take the community working together. But isolated community of 9,000, we're better. You get the chance to start a real model program like that. I think it's really possible here, and I think that the benefits could be huge.
I agree that we spend a lot of unnecessary money shipping our waste south. If it's over $1 million a year, that's a lot of money. It's like paying diesel for electricity. It's just money that we don't see again. If there's a way to repurpose our waste in town and it does not add to pollution or decrease our quality of life, I see it as a wonderful opportunity to save the city money, do the right thing, and possibly even create some local businesses out of it, or allow businessmen and women opportunities to grow their business. The aluminum recycling program brings thousands of dollars every year to the swim team. We have every pound of waste that we recycle, we get some money for when it's shipped down south. It might not cover shipping, but we end up getting money back that we'd otherwise pay to just dispose of it. So maximizing that should be a priority. I don't know if it's best done by the city or the public sector. If someone has a proposal, I think it should come to the assembly. Thanks.